Okay, so we're sitting here with Shmuel Diamond on Purim, Shushan Purim in Yerushalayim, and he just gave me his wonderful card, B'nai Aliyah, Helping Yidden Serve Hashem Lishma, B'nai-Aliyah.com. And we're giving a big shout out to Shmuel Diamond because he's enabled us, and I call him a rabbi in this case, he's enabled us to have an amazing summary in English in Tanya, very concise and clear. I sense a little bit of Eckhart Tolle in it. We'll discuss that in a minute. Amen. But maybe it's like you always say, it all goes back to Tanya. Even wherever Eckhart Tolle got it from, probably goes back to Tanya. Anyway, so it's a Balagan day, Purim Yerushalayim. So we've got a Chaparayan on whatever we do say. We're going to have first the Lachaim.
Amen.
And Shmuel was telling me how he managed to get a nice, good chevra in LA interested into the B'nai-Aliyah.com teachings and Torah. Tell us the story.
I'll say something else, if that's okay.
Yeah.
So, I've been, for many years, I've always learned that it's about, Yiddishkeit is about Ruchnius. And I always learned that the goal of Yiddishkeit is to infuse the Gashmius of Ruchnius.
Right.
So I learned over the past few years that that's not correct, and it's the cause of a lot of suffering. Really what the goal of Yiddishkeit is to infuse the Gashmius with Elikus and the Ruchnius with Elikus. Oh. Ruchnius is not there's no Myla mitzad itself. It's got no Myla unto itself, just because we're from the West and there's no more Ruchnius.
Yeah, so it feels like a big Myla, yeah.
So yeah, but it's not. Ruchnius is... the real kesher to Hashem. So before Matan Torah, the Avos and all the tzaddikim were makayim the whole Torah. Avram sat under a tree in Mamre. He was makayim mitzvah sukkah.
Yeah.
And Yaakov used like twigs, like
of course.
Felix and pudding. It's my kinder. See you around. The chilling factory. All the other good things you do. Like is in.
So.
See how easy that is. You just can give your child the phone without worrying where it's going to go. I'm just joking.
So
kosher phone. Go to the site, you'll understand on the link.
So by Matan Torah, see before Matan Torah, it was Kuli Kavana, and there was a remez with the Maisa.
Right.
Now you can't be Mekayim Mitzvah sitting under a tree. Right. You can't be Mekayim Tefillin.
Very specific. You have to do Torah Shabbat Peh and the way the Rabbonim, the Masorah came out. We have specific mitzvahs with Masavah to do and a specific way of doing it.
The whole Metzias of the world, flipped. Hashem was Yored al HaSinai, and before HaSinai, the Ruchnius was Ikka and the Gashmius was Tofel. Once Hashem came down, the Gashmius became Ikka and the Ruchnius became Tofel. Now you can put on tefillin, as long as you put on the right tefillin at the right time, you makam the mitzvah without any kavanah. That's amazing. That means the whole of Metzias of reality flipped around. Yeah? Wow. So now the whole world's talking about Ruchnius and we need these experiences and things. Hashem's taking it all away from us. Everyone's distracted like crazy. There's crazy experiences of Ruchnius but in the secular world.
Sure.
So we're left with Gashmius. So it's like, well, what's Hashem doing? And I've realized that the real closeness to, you want to feel close to Hashem, it's not about feeling His love for you. If you want to feel close to Hashem, see, I can love my wife with the deepest, most profound love.
By the way, everyone in a frat loves his wife because she's the one who's sending us all these gifts for the Haredim, from the Haredim, supposedly, to the Ephratians, the parents of soldiers.
So there, the guys kidding themselves.
They also give a big love and shout out to her.
Thank you.
If that's near to say that, but whatever. True Abba.
Yeah, Mamash.
And Mr. Kaaba.
So you can look into your wife's eyes and feel tremendous love for her, yeah? But that doesn't count for a drop than when you go and do the washing up.
Long time no see.
Yeah.
Is that part of your fancy dress? The eye patch, the eye thing?
I have a lot of it.
You should see what's wearing underneath this.
Oh, well.
Wait, did you get the cigarettes I bought for you?
Which one?
I brought you a packet.
It's Kampurim.
Why?
I brought you a packet.
Red Gold.
No, I bought you Marble Red.
Bokuza would be out next week. We would get like a few days out. He's protecting us all right now. He's on the border, literally shooting our enemies.
Wow.
It's because they're trying to get back into Israel. They're not. They didn't give up. Just like we shouldn't give up. Happy Purim, Fedek and Purim. We mustn't give up. Like they teach us a lot about persistency. These guys, Mashallah. They're like being smashed and they're still coming for us.
Yeah, they're still coming.
The mummish, the Chiyas Amalek, probably.
Yeah.
So we have to mummish take him out. This is the day. We've got a hanged Haman in front of us since it's Purim here. My son said he took out 9 of them. That was yesterday. I spoke to him on the phone. So I said maybe there was a 10th, because then it'll be mummish to feed the Megillah, because we just heard the Megillah. You know, 10 sons of Haman. Yeah, on the border. On the border. Mummish on the border.
He's getting dropped?
No. He's working hard. Killing our enemies, protecting us all. He got to hear the Megillah, Baruch Hashem, while he was there. But that meant he didn't sleep in order to hear the Megillah. It's a different machina, Maseus Nefesh, for Yiddishkeit in that place. But he's doing it, Baruch Hashem. And we appreciate that you went and took all these gifts from the soldiers. I heard about it.
Old story.
Everyone's had their shtapfus. Yeah, I mean, you can do it again. They're still doing on the service.
Zot Hashem.
Yeah. They're living in the Maseus Nefesh that we all need to head towards. Just the only thing is, what Rav Shlomo said, the problem is, when they come back here, that's when the bilbul begins for them. Because they see us not living in Maseus Nefesh, and then it just confuses them as living in Maseus Nefesh. And it ends up become Chas V'Shalom, a Klipas Kokum Etzem Yoli, instead of becoming the Shema, like we're learning and talking about now. So we have to make sure we're in the right place. And when they come back and see the Torah Mitzvahs of Am Yisrael, they're not seeing people just, you know, selfish. I think that's where you were heading, right? Somewhat. Getting out of being selfish, like self.
What I was saying just now?
Yeah.
So I was saying a little, like, I'm saying in regards to feeling, if you want to, like I said, you can have all the love for your wife in the world, yeah? It's not worth a tipa.
Ooh.
Oh, thank you, Simcha.
Simcha.
Oh, thank you, Lisheva. Shkoya. How's it going?
I know the mum likes cupcakes.
Yeah, yeah, we'll get into it. That's so nice.
I just stopped in a few stuff.
Thank you very much.
Because I got so much truth.
Oh, real firm. Firm cover.
So I'm saying, you can love your wife with the deepest love, but that's not worth anything compared to just doing the washing up.
Yeah.
Doing a little miser for her is worth everything. So the idea of feeling Hashem's love for you, being enveloped in the warmth and the light and the, yeah?
Yeah.
When you see Hashem do little kindnesses for you in your life, that's Kivus Hashem Mamash. Without all the big kavanas and the big musagim, and just without the feelings, just seeing Hashem touching your life in little ways,
sure.
And I've worked out how do you get him to be involved in your life in the most profound way is when you dedicate yourself to him 100%, and you start becoming muppet on your time so that you can serve him properly,
sure.
Then he starts in the most profound way caring for your zman. Like the Mishnah says,
it's also brought another raya is brought with kashrus. Derek, the teva, the percentage are at some point you're going to eat something not kosher.
No,
however much Ishtadlis the Hekshirim do. So I remember hearing from Moshe Wilson, he said the Yerushalayim have an extra Satad Shemayim. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah, and it's in Satad Shemayim
that Hashem himself will protect them. I mean, we say in Halal as well, Shalom Epesoyim, yeah? Hashem protects those who even simple people, but they're dedicated to Hashem. Those simple people are dedicated to Hashem. That's a mila. Another thing is that in Lukat Aran it says that if you have betochen, Hashem's going to look after you in terms of bris, then Hashem will himself promises. Rabbi Nachman brings this himself will look after you in the bris. So like, I've always felt that because I'm working on it, having that betochen, I've had that extra shmirah that I wouldn't have had if I would have try to do it in a more like literature, you know, halakhadika, you know, like, you know, all the different chumras and stuff. Rather, it's more of a relationship with Hashem that's the key to the Kedusha. You know, because like Rav Zusha, he reached all the levels and he wasn't like makbid, like like in a more halakhic way. He was he came there from the Torah, the Shoresh of the Torah.
The halakhah is to come from your commitment to Hashem, not the other way. That part is like taking things on.
Yeah.
There shouldn't be this idea of I'm taking this on. It's the idea of it's just makes sense.
Yeah.
Because you've gone further in the relationship, just like a man who's very dedicated with his wife.
What you're saying is exactly what Rav Shlomo Katz brought down about from Rav Shlomo Kalibach. He says Purim is Eitz Chaim. It's Eitz Chaim that Kedusha becomes natural to you, becomes part of your life. Like you don't have to force it. It's not like some fake sort of, it's a real thing. So what's Yom Kippur? It's Eitz Chaim, Eitz Hadas Tovara. It's a tikkun of Eitz Hadas Tovara through Kapara, through like the more like Derech HaTorah way, the way we all always understood it. Now we're at the next level of Purim, of Eitz Chaim, Adli Yoda, Blidas. We're just tuned in to what's in Hashem. It's a different kind of...
And you know the funny thing is, this is really the Tanya, because the Pashup Shat of Tanya is it's about behaving correctly. That's the Pashup Shat, about perfect behavioural...
Benin.
The side of Tanya is that the good behaviour. He says, Shmoyach Shalat Alalev. I always say like this, you haven't smoked a cigarette for a year.
Yeah.
You're about to smoke a cigarette. You're dying for a cigarette.
Yeah.
No one can stop you. You're
rotten strong.
A guy jumps
even if
out,
it says all these horrible things, it means nothing.
A guy jumps out, it says, I'll give you $10,000 not to smoke that cigarette.
Yeah.
You won't smoke the cigarette.
Yeah.
You're still sholei. The moyach is always sholei alalev.
Yeah.
So he just says, it's been a stam that your behavior can be perfect. That's just, as long as you're a normal, healthy human being, your behavior can be perfect. You might not understand things clear enough, but that's not the point of the Tanya. The point of the Tanya is that behavior feeds back into the system and is metaher the pnimius. The whole derech of Tanya is that the way you're masachin the pnimius is through the behavior. It's not that it's about behavioural perfection, it's about inner perfection, it's about perfection of the Midas.
In Almay.
He just takes behavioural perfection as that's the way to get there. But that's Matahe Yumamash. That's Matahe. In that book, there's a book called Atomic Habits. You know that book?
No.
It's a great book. Amazing.
Atomic Habits?
Atomic Habits. A very famous book. It's amazing.
Is it on your site also?
You get a gold title. No,
I'm just saying, did you put it up there as one of
there's a link to, sure. But,
that's why go to his website, Ben Elia. I even noticed my website there now. I actually cleaned up my website.
Okay,
looks much
good.
Better now.
He says that very clearly.
Yeah.
You want to act like a tzaddik. So act like a tzaddik.
Yeah.
And then, what's going to happen is you're going to start feeling like a tzaddik. And then you're going to start acting more like a tzaddik.
But the Indian of tzaddik, remember, if you're going strict according to Lashon HaTanya, which is what we're dealing with right now, we're around Perek, Arbasi, so we're 14th Perek.
That's right. The Benoni.
Yeah, still dealing with the inner struggle and the Benoni.
The
so you see with the Benoni, it's like, it's halavai, tzaddik is almost like the mi'at hem, you know?
You're right, we're not, but he's
like
telling
halavai
you
Benoni,
if you start, like, if you... Yeah, you're right.
And the only reason Benoni is because, and there was a poor notion that the explanation on the Tanya brought, one of the explanations, it was Chaim Miller's one, I don't know if you've seen it, it's pretty good, it's called The In-Betweeners. It's
sure.
So he says there he brought from the Rebbe, Shlita, that's how you refer to him, and he said that it's as if you're like a Russia. It's like you're like co-Russia, you're never really a Russia. Because you're always going to do tshuva. That's the whole thing with Benoni. So it's always fluctuating, but you're really always a Benoni. You just had moments of Yerida, whatever.
See, the Omega of Tanya is you're not a Benoni. The five Madregas in the Tanya, you're shaykh to all five Madregas.
Oh, really?
The Tanya is talking about inner experiences of the Yid. Right. It's not talking about people.
It's not categories.
Chas v'shalom, you should put anybody else in the category. Yeah. You shouldn't even put yourself in the category. Boom. The experience of the Benoni is
when the Russia, for example, he mamish flies over it. Except he ends off with that whole thing with 10 Rashai and Shina Shoban. Even that, he leaves in a positive way.
The Russia is the difference between the Russia and the Benoni.
He doesn't even stay there.
We have that experience. The experience of the Benoni is when you don't have perfect behavioural perfection. right now, you're not doing anything wrong, bichlal, and you haven't got a tithe to do anything wrong. I mean, if I was to bring out a if I was to bring you an aveira right now, it wouldn't even interest you. So right now, you're either in the matzav of a beinoni, and maybe you're even in a matzias of a tzaddik v'ra'aloi. You could even be in the matzias of a tzaddik v'tovloi.
No, I understand the concept of like ibul neshamas and. No, but to actually be in that definition where the ra is so mere, whereas bottle b'shishim or bottle
b'elef, I'm not in that. Right now? What are you doing right now?
I've got like a voice inside of me.
Right now? You're talking Torah.
Yeah, but there's a nundik.
No, you're talking Torah right now.
Nundik in the back of my head.
He's not there right now.
Money, you're talking, I don't know.
The fact that you're talking about him means he's not there right now.
Yeah.
You're in the Metzius of a Tzadik right
now. That was the thing with the Eckhart Tolle that came up, about how you identify yourself. That's
this
big,
is the Tanya.
But that's a Katoli told Nakuda.
This is what the Tanya is saying. When you act correctly, you start identifying with good behavior.
Yeah.
That's a tzaddik. A tzaddik starts identifying with behavior of mitzvahs. A tzaddik is identified with the behavior of mitzvahs.
Because that is really main Nakuda of their Katoli's whole thing. Right?
Absolutely. Identification. How you identify, you know in Lashon Tanya what it means to disidentify with something?
Disassociate, yeah.
Well, you know the Tanya, when you see these words in Tanya?
Yeah.
Masich Das.
Yeah, that's his.
Masich Das
Shita.
Means to disidentify.
Shita Chabad, yeah.
That's called disidentification.
Yeah, they should. Some of the translations, if they would use that, it's actually a better translation. It's more according to the reality. I think Chaim Miller heads a bit more towards those kind of languages.
Chaim Miller's book is fantastic.
What about. He's a bit academic, though, a little bit.
All of Tanya's a bit academic.
Yeah. What about if you go to Manus Freeman now? Does he talk differently a little bit, or is he still the same as he was like 30
Friedman
years ago?
Rav Manus Friedman is so beyond everything that I know of. Yeah.
There's a friend what's coming in. His kid was nifta before a week.
Oh,
I think he doesn't have money for a table.
Okay, we'll see what we can do. But
really?
Rav Manus has gone so beyond the... he's internalized Tanya so deeply, and now he's there for the Olam. So he says what he says is to say it's watered down is the wrong thing. When you know Tanya deeply and you know Rav Manus' Torah deeply, everything he says it's like a tip of a mountain, and you jump from spitz to spitz to spitz of the mountain. That's it. So he's giving it over to the Olam Bichlal. So he's clothing it in so much clothing that you could think it's just whatever, but it's so beyond everything. And that's exactly that. So Rav Manus is, I recommend very much looking at stuff that he's recorded from years ago when he was
less
not there for the whole world. Yeah. And then you can, he explains the inyanim so deep.
He was one of the famous explanations of Tanya on Chabad.org, I remember. Like, that was
he was the
when him and Kaplan, you know, there was the two main...
Who, Aria Kaplan?
No, the one from Toronto, what his name is. And there was also, the one, the lessons in Tanya, that's really good. I mean, still, the language is a bit, maybe needs to be updated a little bit.
But there's the Tanya on my website, there's Rav Manus Shirim, the Tanya 200.
Yeah,
that's the original. That's the mamash, the Torah Shabbat prayer of Chabad.
You know, I listened to Tanya from Rav Moshe Wolfson. He has a whole set of shirim on it. It's very, very powerful. That was where I got that whole thing about the with kashrus. That was on Tanya. He brought that because he was bringing it to show you the inyan of how balit tshuva can also be mila. The whole thing is hafcha.
Turning,
about Shuva can transform Gimel Klipas Timaeus to Kedusha even before Mashiach comes, because he's serving Hashem with the Gimel Klipas Timaeus.
Everything we do is transferring the Gimel Klipas Timaeus. Your whole your whole personality, our whole personality, is completely based on Gimel Klipas Timaeus. So everything we do involves our personality. That's why the Yid. That's why
the way it sounds in the Tanya is also once again only when it's Moshe Mashiach it would be elevated.
That's for sure. But the reason why a Yid has a Nefesh Bahamas from Klipas Noiga and not from Klipas Timaeus is because the Yid is elevated. That all of the things in this world we lift up. Yeah. But if you look in chapter 7. He talks about the Tanugim, he says like with Rabbah, remember? You're Bis with the Shemaina, like it's like weird, why are you talking about Esrog and Ashtenda and all that kind of stuff, lifting up this world? He just talks about lifting up the Tanuk, right? Yeah. Because the Ikka Mila that we're doing, the Ikka raising that we're doing is the Nefesh of Bahamas. Every mitzvah, so there's you are raising up the wood and you're raising up the meat and you're raising up all the stuff of the world, but that's a kind of secondary thing. The Ikka Halah that you're doing in everything you do is the Kiddush, being Mekaddish the Nefesh of Bahamas. That's why our Nefesh of Bahamas is from Klippas Noiga,
right?
And the Goyish Nefesh of Bahamas is Klippas Timaeus, because you can't lift up Klippas Timaeus. So we're laser the difference. If you want to know the difference,
they're elevating the Klippas
Timaeus. Fadai, 100%. The 100%, even more than the Baal Tshuva in a lot of ways, but the difference between the Nefesh of Bahamas of a Goy and the Nefesh of Bahamas of a Yid, because that one's from Klippas Timaeus, one's from Klippas Noiga. What's the difference? The difference is two pieces of steak. One's treif, one's kosher. Can you see any difference?
Physically, if you
can
look at it,
can you taste the difference?
When I see Joe Rogan posting his treif for meat, it looks just like some American barbecue. Maybe his is a bit better quality, but
that's the point of the difference between our human kite and their human kite is kimat the same.
Yeah.
There's a difference in what you can raise it up, but lemaisa you can learn so much from goyisha, I don't want to say philosophy, but from goyisha hadrocha in this door about how to be human, because their human kite and our human kite is kimat the same. It's kimat the same. So there's amazing things out there to learn, and it's that's the kiddush, that's been makadish.
The kiddush they seem to all miss, and this is why I wrote that book, United Souls, and I'm still going to be working on it, Mr. Shem, is that they're missing the soul level. They don't connect to soul so much. Soul sort of been, as someone said to me, I think it was actually yesterday, or the nights that Moshe Shabbos Purim and Moshe Shabbos on Purim in a frat, he said the problem is they associate soul with God, and God has been pasul, you know,
like God has been what,
made pasul, like he's like some angry, they don't understand who God, they've disassociated with God. Hello. A lot of people in the world, yeah, they call it the universe. Hello. They have other stupid names, yeah, but the point is that the soul level is where, because of the you know, because of the way religion sort of became very chitzonius, like you were saying, the ruchnius became like almost like Yoshua.
Ruchnius became God. Ruchnius became God.
Instead of the real,
instead of being bottled in Yatsun Hashem. So you heard of a guy called
That's also connected to the Neshama as well. Because then at the Neshama level, which is a pure chelik of Elokai Mamal, Mamish, also became. So then they're not even interested, even in the frum people, they're interested in the Neshama. You talk to frum people about the Neshama, they're like, what? Unless they're learning these kind of Svarim.
You've heard of Rupert Spira?
Yeah. I heard of Rabbi Spiro.
No, his name is Rupert Spira, but he's Moedic. Yeah. Very, very sichlik, but Moedic. Kashur to Achdus Hashem, like, I never heard, yeah? So he summarized everything. When somebody says to him, yeah, explain to me this idea of non-duality and however, he says, what's the most primary thing you can say about yourself? The first thing that you can say about yourself. Go on.
The first thing. A yid.
So don't say that if you weren't a yid. Yeah. The first thing you can say about yourself, anyone can say it yourself, is I am.
Yeah.
Just I am. That's being makash yourself to the essence of, that's the difference between yes and no. But I realize this is the difference. See, a goy says I am. That's the highest level a goy can get to, I am. And this is what a yid says. This is not going to make so much sense, but this is what to think about, yeah? He says, I am, period, yours, period. Meaning a yid can get to the I am, the pinimius of what he is, mamash, which is just being, but he can be makasha that to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Meaning he can live in this reality of, what's the thing about yours? I am yours means there's me and God. The goy can't have me and God. The goy can become God, in a sense. That's a bad way of saying it, but the goy can be makasha himself to Ein Sof, where his I am and the Ribbono Shel Olam's Anoichi is one. But the yid can live in the world of I am yours.
Yeish,
meaning I can live in
I'm
that
a yeish,
world.
I'm a yeish, but I'm also a bottle.
No, the opposite. It's the opposite. That's the chiddush.
Yeah.
Is I'm battle, but I'm also a yesh.
Yeah.
I'm mamash echad.
Why does it have to be that order?
Because that's the order how it goes. The chiddush of a yid is not that he can reach to the highest place, because a goy has got as much kesher with the yid as a yid has to Ein Sof. A goy and a yid has got equal kesher, just like a stone has equal kesher to Ein Sof. But the yid can live in a mitzvah where God becomes lower than that, where I can relate to God as an outside entity. So that's I am. So the chiddush of Yiddishkeit is not that you can go so high. The chiddush of Yiddishkeit is that you can actually be in this world.
People have issues with that, though, even in the film world. Like they're worried about it for second course or something. You hear
of
what?
Of the bitter.
So that sounds like Rabbi Manus Friedman's shita about how much Hashem wants relationship with us. And they always, I don't know, I never understood like the conversation. I don't like it.
That's because it's so holy.
No, I'm saying you've seen it
100%. But that is the.
Did the Rebbe himself say this kind of stuff?
100%. Rebbe Manish is one shtick. The Rebbe, he speaks only what the Rebbe said, mamash. But the whole chiddush of the yid.
How can I have a tainer on the Rebbe? The Rebbe, you can never have a tainer on. He was bigger than everybody. You can't have a tainer on the Rebbe. Manish Freeman, you could say, look, he's a chassid of the Rebbe, so you can have a tainer on the chassid.
I'm not sure. I don't know about. Again, like we, you know, how much would we in this door? How much would we be able to be makabel, you know, the Baal Shem Tov coming? How we're so caught up in. Well, did the Ramah say this? Is this you saw this in the? Where, tell me where you saw this. Yeah? We're so caught up in needing to qualify things externally.
Yeah.
How would we deal with a new man coming on the scene who's mamash spitz kedusha? We wouldn't be. That wouldn't be so pasha. So it's not so. That's not so straightforward. Who Rav Manus is, like the Torah that he's giving over now, is it's so. Not only is it so deep, it's so shayach, and it's the answer to all of our bayot as well. Not that that's.
You're still listening to YY and Shai's Tab? It's also amazing.
Yeah, 100%. But YY as well is.
Also, I want you to know that Rav Shlomo. Oh, nice! Wow. All these Rav Manus is a
good.
One more, the Kudaro. Shlomo's very into it.
Abba! What's a kesev?
I only take big notes. Now, Rav Ginsburg, he's been bringing down a lot of Rabbi Ginsburg. He's very much a follower of his. And so we're learning a lot of his svarim, and it's amazing. I mean, it's also Tanya at the end of the day.
Sure.
You know? But it's, you know, he has more Kabbalistic, maybe, focus. And also very, like right now we're doing the Tikkun Medina. But the only way the Medina, that's what Shama's saying, the only way the Medina can come to a Tikkun, because it's a broken Kalim, we know, we see what's been going on in living here in Eretz HaKodesh, is the only way it's through the Torah of Mashiach. It's through
this is what we just said before. Yeah. I am yours.
That's how I
understand.
Remember, Chaim said that we're going to understand when Mashiach comes. Yesh Ma'ayin and Yesh.
Absolutely.
Yesh. That's going to be the paradox that will come. Yeah. So maybe there's a certain Orosh Mashiach right now, because it's sort of coming.
This is how I understand the Medina.
Yeah.
Is this what's it called? This nationalism.
Yeah.
That's the I am. That's the ego in the Yiddishkeit with the shtickle klipa.
But that's what someone was saying about the soldiers.
That's going to get removed.
They're coming to a point where they have their bottle as well. Right now they are anyway.
How can you not be bottle?
They're in a state of bitter. Living so discomfort and such discomfort and trying to still serve Hashem. And even the secular ones are starting to want to do mitzvahs. You know, the amount of people who put tefillin on and tzitzis. And there's a certain need for Yiddish and Hashemis, no matter how brainwashed against the firm world, the neshamas want Yiddishkeit without all the shtick, you know? They just want a pure thing. That's what I'm saying.
Toil mitzvahs.
Yeah, but pure.
Not being religious. Yeah, without
religion.
They don't
want that. None of them want that.
Yiddishkeit without religion.
Like Guy Hochman, he took on Shabbos as part Shabbos.
Who did?
Guy Hochman, he's a famous Jewish comedian. It's called the Sarachia. Like, he's like, makes everyone laugh. He's a funny guy. Anyway, so he took on Shabbos and he's Pasha Zochor, Machias Amalek, you know, he took it on. And he was talking about it and before, after, and his main thing is, He always says he's going to go. He always end up in it. He says, I don't want to be religious, but I want to keep Shabbos. That's exactly what you're saying.
This is it. Just
and it's happening on mass. Like thousands of people came in with that. Because of that concept, people are online for that. They're ready for it. All of Am Yisrael are ready
Everything else in the world is religion. Mm. Atheism is a religion.
Wokeism.
Capitalism is
woke.
Wokeism is a religion.
Yeah, all this left
you know the only thing in the world that isn't a religion? Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit is the only thing in the world that isn't a religion.
Yeah,
it's
religion.
Stripping away all of the shtuyot.
I'm going to tell you religious. I never felt comfortable saying I'm religious.
When I was in LA.
I know, I didn't want to tell about I'm spiritual. That also sounds lame, you know?
No, we're here to do Ratz Hashem. Yeah. We're here to serve. When I was in LA, I spoke in front of 100 people, and I said that. Just me. I was like, Avraham Avinu was the least religious man that ever walked the planet. That's why he was chosen by Hashem. He had no religion, Bechlau. His tent was open on all four sides. Yeah. He had no Gedarim defining him. That's what Yiddishkeit is about. So our whole avoid of Yiddishkeit is becoming the least religious we can become. We're here to just do
that. That was a team Nakuda though, back to the five levels of the Tanya brings. So it's not a category, it's a Metzius.
What is?
Those Bein and the Tzadik,
they're inner experiences.
Yeah,
and you can cycle through them all every day.
The goal is to be a Tzadik, Halavai, Olam Yisrael, I mean Kulam Tzadikim, that's the goal.
I'll tell you, in this door, this is for another time, but in this door, and this was what the Rebbe was talking about the whole time, we are the first door that on Nas, a Shaykh, to the Madrega of Tzadik V'Tovah. If you understand what Tzadik V'Tovah really is, for the first time in history, he's got a whole nation of Yidden who are Shaykh to be Oivid on that level. That's what B'nai Aliyah is about. That's mamash what B'nai Aliyah is
about. We can all become B'nai Aliyah. Not
we're
whole thing on the Gemara, Miat.
So
hey.
Close.
Yeah.
Miat means I'm a Miat.
It sounded like three people in time of Shimba Yochai.
And that's what I'm saying. That's the Chiddush of our door. When it's an arichas, I can explain it another time.
Well, because it's so external, the Yetzirah, that it becomes...
No, I'll tell you why.
What's the Panemius?
The Panemius is that there's no Ruchnius left for us. There's no experience left in Yiddishkeit.
Yeah.
And any experience you have, it gets stuck away by the vibration in your pocket with your Facebook thing. Yeah. There's no experience left. Yeah. And Mitzad Sheni, there's endless experience in the secular world. So now, what are you left with? Why are you doing mitzvahs? Just for the Avinu Shloimeh.
Completely
the same. The hardest klipa to break is the klipa of getting hanah from the avoda. So Hashem's engineered reality.
Listen to Rav Wawe Jacobson's latest class from Thursday last week.
I listened to it. Was it good?
That what you just said.
That's where we're holding
saying,
right now.
What's machshav is common? Is the thought that I'm not shaykh that? Yeah, I can never really be shaykh that nekuda, and that's why there's all these self-hating Jews. Because he said lamelam is chus. It's really hard to serve Hashem now, Emes, because it means you're doing it toti l'shem shemayim.
This is exactly where we're holding right now. He's
understood.
This is what the Lubavitcher was trying to give to the world. That's why we're called. But this is why this organization is called B'nai Aliyah, and this is helping you them be.
That's a big limit on Klaisel that we all reach, and for our door that we can become B'nai Aliyah. But it's really the only way that makes sense. Because they always ask, why would Moshiach come to this door? So that's the Panemius answer. But
that's exactly the point.
Because it's Yechida. It's
Panemius. We've gone to the
Yechida.
Essence of
it's
reality. And it's like
that's what Avraham Avinu when he said about Yitzhak, Yechidecha.
Yeah.
Always talking about the Yechidecha again and again. That's
he was mak with the Yechidecha.
Simchas Torah Yechidecha. That's why this whole Maisa happened on Purim, because it's clarifying with the difference between us and these Yishmaelim or whatever they are. Yeah?
What Maisa happened on Purim?
Well, I mean Simchas Torah. It's the day of Yechidecha, of Yichud. People are like, how could it be? Or even by what happened on Moron, how could it happen? Because there was too much religiousness going on. So we needed to just get out of that, smash that, and all just become a nation again, of true of their Hashem.
This is very exciting, you realize this.
Because really, that's what Hashem's undoing. Because people have find it really hard. How could what happened on Moron a few years ago? Corona, all these things that have happened, it's hard. It's like attacking all our religious institutions.
We should be zeich to let go of all religion. Religion is for the good. I'll tell you, just it says the seven mitzvah noyach. The first one is don't do avodah zarah, lo lekalel es Hashem. Then there's ritzicha, geneva, arayas, eva minachai, and batei dinim. Yeah. There's no command to believe in the Avodah Shalom. They don't have a command to be in the Roman. And even when it says Lo Lekalel Es Hashem, you know what the Lashon on the Sfarim is? Lo Levarich Es Hashem. Lashon Naki, and then in brackets it says Lekalel. Why? Because when the Goyim are Mevarich Hashem, you end up with things like October 7th. They take Hashem and they fit him into. They fit. That was probably without any question. That was the most said word on October 7th. Allah Akbar. When you fit God into your world, so God isn't for the Goyim. God isn't for the Goyim, because they end up fitting him into their. The only reason why Yid can have an actual relationship with reality is because you have a chalik of that inside yourself. It's nothing to do with you.
And that's the Indian of Nefesh again, the Nefesh Elikus.
That's cool.
They don't have a full gilui of that. So they have some sort of
Nefesh. They're human beings. Yeah. Human beings is a muyudika thing.
Salam alaikum.
A muyudika thing. But we're zeichet to yichida, like you just said.
Well, look, we've had many, many of these conversations over the years on the phone. And this is the first time we've ever recorded one. So like, whoever listens, you know, you can go to his site, bnei-aliyah.com. We're going to keep learning the Tanya according to these kinds of understandings. Thanks to Shmuel's beautiful summary and Vita. There's lots and lots of Makoris and Torah there on his site. And we're going to keep sharing our side as well in Efrat. And Mr. Shem, we're now in Yerushalayim. Enjoy the rest of Purim. The Gefreilich and Purim. Shem should help us. The gillery of this. The Mashiach Sakeinah. Wow, love it.